Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Cello Walk. Walk to Fisterra is a new documentary showing tonight in Fairbanks. It features Alaskan-born cellist Dane Johansson walking more than 500 miles with his cello on his back and playing the Bach cello suites along the Spanish pilgrimage to Camino de Santiago. He's the son of Gail Johansson, who is the music director for the Fairbanks Suzuki Institute, so learning a string instrument was almost a given. Dane picked up the cello when he was just 4. As he grew in talent and stature, so did the size of his cello, which made for an interesting trip as he trekked with thousands of other pilgrims on the walk to Fisterra. KUAC's Lori Neufeld reports.
Carrying the cello for almost 600 miles was actually not as much of a challenge as Johansson thought it was going to be.
The size of it and the shape of the case made it a little bit more challenging than a backpack would have been, in that it wasn't really tight to my back. You know, it was blowing in the wind a little more freely than a backpack might. But overall, the experience was not physically so difficult. I was actually probably under the same amount of weight as anyone else walking that route with a fairly well-packed backpack.
Johansson describes himself as a Fairbanks kid and loves the outdoors and spending time in nature.
I always kind of felt this pull in two different directions between music and my love for playing the cello and adventure and the outdoors and all the things I like to do away from music, that I couldn't ever find a way to put those two things together.
Then this project helped him do that.
So that was a really nice thing to finally realize, combining those two different areas of my life.
The pilgrimage from the Great Pyrenees in the south of France across Spain to the most northwestern corner of Spain took Johansson and his documentary film crew 40 days. Johansson performed 36 evenings along the journey at different venues, from town squares to ancient churches. Every performance included at least 3 of the 6 Bach suites for solo cello. The inspiration for the adventure developed over time.
It was inspired by a friend of mine, a composer who had walked the Appalachian Trail here in the United States, and he had written 81 movements for string quartet along the way about his experience on the Appalachian Trail.
Johansson got really inspired and thought he could do something like that, maybe with his cello. He got started looking for a venue, a place to do that, and he knew the Appalachian Trail wasn't going to work because there's just not that many people on it.
So I needed a place with a lot of people, a lot of traffic. So I found the Camino de Santiago, and it seemed like a good fit for this idea of carrying my cello and the music of Bach with me. And then it kind of snowballed from there. You know, I told a friend of mine about it who's an audio engineer, and he said, oh, well, you have to record the music in all those churches along the way. And I thought, okay, I could probably figure out how to do that. And then a filmmaker friend of mine said, well, you know, you should really think about making a documentary film about it.
It happens to be the documentary film showing in Fairbanks that drew Johansson up here this week. And he follows in Gail Johansson's footsteps and, just like his mom, teaches at the Fairbanks Suzuki Institute.
Okay, listen to yourself as a member of an ensemble, as a working part of this machine.
Did you know that Mr. Johansson is kind of a rock star?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
How did you know that he is kind of a big deal?
Well, his teacher, or my teacher, is his mom. So hearing about him all the time in our lessons, and I've known him for a long time.
One last time, all the right notes. Good. It's getting better. We'll keep working on it tomorrow.
I do love coming back to this community whenever I get a chance. It's just home, and the people are wonderful, and I don't find people like this everywhere in the world. So it's really special to come back and get to experience this beautiful place.
Dane Johansson's Walk to Fisterra shows at UAF's Davis Concert Hall at 7 tonight in Fairbanks. For AK, I'm Lori Neufeld.